Mishnah Vav. From here to the end of the parak, we're dealing with finding legal documents and what to do with them. Okay, now, here in Mishnah Vav, the issue is a shtar chov, which is like a regular IOU contract. The way it's supposed to work with IOUs is the borrower gives the lender money, the lender gives the borrower money, and the borrower gives the lender an IOU, which says, I owe you $100. He puts it in his vault, and then when the borrower comes up with $100, he returns the IOU back to the borrower. The idea is, therefore, that if the borrower fails to pay, he can take this IOU to the Beis Din and collect on it. Fine. Now, by finding an IOU lying in the street, you don't know who it belongs to. Maybe it's the thing that was returned to the borrower, or maybe it's fell out of the lender's pocket. You just don't know. Now, the Beis Din will never get involved to mess somebody up. I mean, what they'd rather say, we're not getting involved. Let the chips fall where they may. Why should we get involved if we're potentially making things worse? We're here to, you know, enforce justice. So if we can, we will. If we can't, then we're disinvolved. So here, the question is, what do you do if you find the shtar chov? Who should you give it to? So normally the answer is, nobody. Have a nice day. The case in the Mishnah is where the borrower is agreeing it's an unpaid loan. Therefore, and he's saying, yeah, you can go ahead and give it back to the lender, the IOU, because I haven't paid him back yet. The problem is, that all sounds simple, then what's the question? The problem is this. There's two kinds of loans. Some loans are done ba'al peh, verbally, and some are done al shtar, milva b'shtar, on a contract. If it's now midoraisa, either of those two kinds of loans, when a person borrows money, immediately all his assets, his real assets, all his assets really, become collateral for that loan. Now, not only that, but all of his real assets, meaning his real estate and things attached to the ground, are actually become encumbered. They get like a lien on them for the amount, automatically. So, that being the case, and that's midoraisa. Midoraisa, unless you stipulate otherwise, every part of his real estate becomes encumbered as a surety on the loan. So what's going to happen is, if the borrower falls into worse times and goes and sells his apartments, so then the lender can ultimately go and collect from the purchaser of that apartment and say, I want my money, and I have first lien. Like the bank, the mortgage from the bank. Fine. So now what's going to happen is, okay, so now if it's a milva al peh, if it's a verbal loan, so then the rabbi said, listen, people cannot collect on houses that they would have their deraisa lien on if it's done just a verbal contract. The problem is, because the borrower will never know, how can the borrower ever know? And therefore the purchaser of the apartment will never know, the purchaser will get messed up. You know, nowadays we have like proper title search and everything else, but in those days you really suddenly know what the word is on the street. No one's going to know on the street if you've had a verbal agreement with someone, and certainly the borrower's going to keep it hush-hush because no one wants to know that he's in hard times. He doesn't want people to know he's in hard times. So we protect purchasers from oral contracts, but still, if it's a written contract, it's collectible. So here's the problem. Here's what we're afraid of. We're afraid of what's called kanunya, collusion, kanunya, the scheme between the borrower and the lender. What we're afraid of. That really, the borrower did pay back the lender, but he also happened to have meanwhile sold his apartments. So now the shtar has come up. They ask the borrower, and the borrower says, "Yeah, I haven't paid it back. Give it back to the lender." Because then what will happen is the lender will then repossess the apartment, and then they'll split it. So it's like they're in collusion, right? Because now they can't have nothing to lose. So we're afraid of that, and since we don't want to mess up anybody, we'll be messing up with the third party, the purchase of the apartments. Therefore, we said, if the principle would be, if the shtar could allow collection of the third party's apartments, then whatever property, so then we are not going to return the shtar. So now, that's all the background before you get to the Mishnah. The Mishnah's machlokas really is, when a contract, an IOU, doesn't explicitly mention anything about collateralizing the loan with some property, that's just not mentioned. So, does that now make it that, who cares? It was, let's call it tell a sofer. Good, the sofer neglected to mention that, but who cares? That's what they meant. No lender in his right mind would want to give an unsecured loan when they could have it secured by a property. Or do we say no? The fact that it was left out clearly indicates in the contract that this loan was not a secure loan and they agreed not to have encumbrance on the property. That's the machlokas. So Rameir says, okay, if it's not mentioned, therefore there's no encumbrance on the property. because the loan contract doesn't mention anything about being encumbering the property. If there's no encumbrance on the property, so go ahead and give it back to the lender, because there's no exposure for the, not messing up the third party potentially who owns the apartment, because no one can collect on it. The Chacham are going to say no. Even if a loan doesn't, the papers don't say anything about collateral, you know, of the real estate, who cares? That was just what's called telesofrim. That means that was just an accident. Obviously, the lender didn't mean that to happen. And therefore, even with no mention of collateral, the lender could still use that contract to collect on the house, and therefore he could mess somebody up, and therefore we say, don't give it. That's the Mishnah outside, really. So inside, the Mishnah says, Matzah shtari chov. The finder finds an IOU contract. Now, im yesh ben achrayos nechasim, if explicitly is mentioned that there's, you know, a lien, a surety if on this loan is secured by some piece of property, or even it says, my property secures it. So then, lo yachazir, the finder should not return it to the lender, even when the borrower is agreeing that you should give it back to the lender because I haven't paid it yet, because we're afraid of a kanunya of this scheme. Why? Should basin nifron man, because then the lender could present it to the basin and use that contract to collect from the third parties who purchased the apartments from the borrower. Now, ein behem achrayis nechasim, however, if there's no mention of any lien, so then yachazir, then there's no problem, because shebeisin, so it's she'ein beisin nifron mehen, biver of mer, because mer holds, if there's no mention of collateral, then the real estate doesn't collateralize it. The chum say, no, ben kach, it doesn't matter what's written in the contract, it doesn't matter if there's no mention in the contract of collateral, lo yachazir, still you don't give it back, because we will assume that they based in nifron mehen, because the basin will always allow an IOU to collect on another property, because we assume the lender intended to have an encumbrance on all the borrower's property. So that's the din, like the chacham, you don't give it back. Now obviously it goes without saying, if the contract explicitly says my properties are not encumbered, then there's no liability from the purchaser. We're just dealing with no mention of anything at all, so that's the discussion.
Why, aside from the collateral issue, why is there a bias towards the lender as a borrower? Why you could just as easily assume that the borrower lost the
100%. The case, exactly. True. The case is where the borrower is saying, I have not paid it, give back the lender. If the borrower was disputing it, we would just say, well, fight it amongst yourselves. Someone bring aid him whether it was paid or wasn't paid. We're not getting involved. But here, the reward, a collusion. He's saying, give it back. So it goes without saying, A, if it's explicit. It also goes without saying, it's going to be said, so it doesn't go without saying, that if the borrower has other assets now, which could cover the loan, then there's no reason not to give it back to the lender. In other words, the lender's saying it's mine, the borrower's saying, yeah, it's his, and the borrower has other assets which could b'nei chorin, free assets of his own that can collateralize a loan, but then we're not afraid that this is all a trick to collect on some other property that he sold in the past. Good.